8:12, BBC Radio Oxford, Friday afternoon. Yeah, Oxford is one of 7 research centres in the UK recruiting today for an international Alzheimer's study. They're looking for volunteers, you see, to test a new sort of medication. Professor Gordon Wilcox is from the John Radcliffe Hospital. He's on the line. He can tell us more. Professor Wilcox, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
So what's this study then?
Right, well, we would like to try a medicine to see whether it can actually help delay the onset of the dementia that Alzheimer's disease causes in some people.
OK, so you're after people then that are in the early stages of Alzheimer's, possibly? Am I right?
Yes, that's almost right. Most people associate Alzheimer's disease with actual presence of dementia. What we'd like to try and do is catch people before they get the dementia. And this is at the stage when they have memory problems that are frustrating, so they can't remember things that happened recently or organise things they want to do, but before it actually becomes a full-blown dementia. And this sort of thing happens to lots of people, and it's called mild cognitive impairment. But that, all that really means is mild memory problems. And we know that a group of people, a subgroup of these people, actually have the problem because they've got very early Alzheimer's disease.
Not all, though, obviously. I mean, you can take your pick. We all have a little bit of mild memory problem.
Yes, I'd be very pleased to see you in my clinic next week if you'd like to sign up.
I was going to say, I'll put myself forward. Is this to test a new kind of drug, did you say?
Yes, it is. In Alzheimer's disease, there's an abnormal protein deposited. It's got a complicated name. It's called amyloid. What we think is that this new medicine may slow down the rate at which the amyloid is deposited and perhaps even remove some of it once it's actually been put in the brain by Alzheimer's disease.
How hopeful are you?
Well, I think one has to have quite a lot of hope. This is probably the most advanced therapeutic strategy that we've got for Alzheimer's disease. It's different to the existing drugs, which help with control of symptoms, but they don't stop the brain cells from being damaged or dying. And what we hope is that this new medicine will slow down the rate at which brain cells die.
Yeah. So how far are we then, Gordon Wilcox, from a cure?
Well, cure is a very emotive word, and
yes.
I think that we are probably thinking more at the moment of trying to slow down the disease process rather than be able to completely stop it. And it may be that we'll find out in due course that the best form of cure is actually preventing it from happening in the beginning. But the disease process probably starts 20 years before people get memory problems. And so that's when we'd have to probably give a cure. And at the moment, I think we have to concentrate on people in whom there's a clue there's something wrong, like developing difficulty with their memory.
Is it an exciting time to be in Oxford, to be at one of the 7 research centres in the UK recruiting today for this sort of thing? Do you feel as if Oxford almost is at the forefront of what's going on to slow down our Alzheimer's? Where are we at?
Yeah, well, I think that's a really exciting question that you're asking, and I've no doubt at all that this is a really important time. I mean, I've been working in this field for over 30 years now, and I helped develop, with colleagues, some of the medicines we currently have that help with symptoms that I've already mentioned. But we really now are moving on to trying to find ways and means of preserving brain function by protecting brain cells. And I think this is the most exciting thing that we can possibly ever do in the next 10 years or so.
Yeah. Will we ever know what causes Alzheimer's in our lifetimes, do you think?
Yeah, well, that's another really important question. I think the situation is that there probably isn't one cause of Alzheimer's disease. I think it's probable that there are a whole host of things. Some of them are probably genetic, and some of them are to do with the environment, and some of them the way in which the environment interacts with our genes. Although there'll be similarities between people who develop Alzheimer's disease, they may also have some differences as well. So I think that unravelling the cause of Alzheimer's disease is something that we're going to have to spend quite a lot more time trying to do.
Yes. In the meantime, the fight continues. Remind us again then, you're looking for what sort of volunteer to do what sort of thing? This is important.
Yes, you're quite right. It's probably the most important thing I can tell your listeners. We're looking for people who are between the age of 50 and 85 who've got about 12 months history. That means duration of noticing that they've got memory problems, not enough to make it difficult for them to look after themselves, but difficult enough to be frustrating, and who have a friend or relative who can help us understand what's actually been going on. The study itself lasts for about 2.5 years, and it involves having a monthly injection, and this would mean coming for about 30 visits over that time period.
Okay. Are you usually successful with this type of appeal? Do you get volunteers readily?
Yes, we do. Oxford's notable for its long involvement in Alzheimer's disease research, and that's based upon the cooperation and support we have from a lot of people who have memory problems and a lot of people who don't, so we can use them for comparative purposes. And you may have heard of the main study in Oxford, which is called Optima,
yeah.
The Oxford Project to Investigate Memory and Ageing. And we've been very lucky to have such a lot of help from the community.
OK, so if I fit the bill, I'm between 50 and 85. For the last about 12 months, I've been suffering from memory problems. Yes, I've got the time over the next 2 years, 2.5 years, to take part in this test. Yes, I will be of value to you. What should I do next?
Right, well, there are two ways to make contact with us and find out more. One, if you have access to and are used to using the internet, is to go to the study's website, which is www.scarlet, like the colour, that's Scarlet Road Study, and that's all one word, of course, .com. So it's www.scarletroadstudy.com. And there's also a free telephone number, which is 0808 189 1497.
I've got those details. We've got those details here. And, Gordon, if somebody's listening to us now and they're just on the brink, they're umming and ahhing, remind us how important these volunteers are to you and to the fight against Alzheimer's.
Well, they're really incredibly important, because at the moment we know that getting on for 750,000 people in the UK have dementia, and in 2/3 of these it's caused by Alzheimer's disease. And then in addition, there are all the people who have got mild memory problems, some of whom have Alzheimer's disease, not all of them, so people needn't worry that they're automatically going to have Alzheimer's disease, but some people with mild memory problems have got Alzheimer's disease, and what we want to try and do is see whether this medicine can actually help them. And the total cost of looking after people with dementia in the UK is 20 billion, not million, 20 billion pounds a year. So you can see, as well as the cost to human suffering and not just to the person who's got it, but also to their families. It's also a very expensive issue for us in the UK.
Fascinating stuff. Great talking to you, Professor Wilcox. Thank you for coming on and good luck.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Professor Gordon Wilcox there from the John Radcliffe Hospital in Oxford. It's called the Scarlet Road Study. And if you're interested in taking part, well, then they'd love to hear from you. www.scarletroadstudy, scarlet as in the colour, it's one word, .com. And the free phone number, if you want to know further details, anything you want to ask from now, I've done my best, it's your turn now. Ask away on 0808 189 1497. I'll give you that number one more time. 0808 189 1497. 16 minutes past 12.